Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump released a list on Wednesday of 11 potential Supreme Court nominees, federal and state judges whom he plans to vet to fill the spot on the court left vacant by Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's death. The judges named to the list include 3 women and 8 men. Many of them, if confirmed, would be the only person on the bench who did not study law at Harvard or Yale or serve on a federal court. At least 2 people on the list are closely linked to people who have been vocal opponents of Trump's candidacy, and 1 judge clerked for Scalia. Here's what to know about each of the judges on Trump's list. Stephen Colleton, a U.S. Court of Appeals circuit judge for the 8th Circuit in Des Moines, Iowa. Colleton was nominated to his position by George W. Bush in 2003. He attended Princeton University and Yale Law School. He was a clerk for U.S. Supreme Court Justice William Rehnquist from 1989 to 1990. Previously in his career, he was an associate independent counsel during the Whitewater investigation, worked in the Department of Justice, and was a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Iowa. Allison Ide, a justice on the Colorado Supreme Court, Ide was appointed to the position in 2006 by then-Governor Bill Owens, a Republican. She previously served as Solicitor General in Colorado and practiced commercial and appellate law for the national firm Arnold & Porter. Ide clerked for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, and she graduated from Stanford University with a bachelor's degree before attending the University of Chicago Law School. Ide, who grew up in Spokane, Washington, has 2 children with her husband Troy. Raymond Grunder, a judge on the 8th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, Grunder was nominated by President George W. Bush in 2003. He was previously a federal prosecutor, and he spent 9 years in private practice. He received business and law degrees from Washington University in St. Louis. Thomas Hardiman. Hardiman is a judge on the 3rd Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. He worked in private practice for several years, becoming a partner at Titus & McConomy LLP and then Reed Smith LLP. Hardiman graduated from the University of Notre Dame and Georgetown University Law Center. Hardiman, who was born in Waltham, Massachusetts, has 3 children with his wife, Lori. Raymond Kethledge. Kethledge is a judge on the 6th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals appointed by President George W. Bush. He graduated from the University of Michigan in 1989 and Michigan Law School in 1993. He formerly clerked for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy and served as counsel to then U.S. Senator Spencer Abraham and was responsible for matters related to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Joan Larson. Larson was appointed to the Michigan Supreme Court in September 2015 by Governor Rick Snyder, a Republican. She was previously a professor of law at the University of Michigan Law School. She graduated from Northwestern University School of Law. Larson previously served as Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel, where she advised the White House and Attorney General on constitutional and statutory law. Larson clerked for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, whose death in February left the vacancy on the court that could be filled by someone appointed by the next president. She and her husband, Adam, have 2 children. Thomas Lee. Lee is the Associate Chief Justice on the Utah Supreme Court. He was appointed by Republican Governor Gary Herbert in July 2010. Lee graduated from the University of Chicago Law School and was a clerk for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Lee is the brother of Utah Senator Mike Lee, a Republican who has been outspoken about not supporting Trump. Mike Lee previously endorsed Texas Senator Ted Cruz and last week said Trump scares me to death and has not yet earned his endorsement. William Pryor. Pryor is a judge on the 11th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, a post he was appointed to by President George W. Bush in 2004. He served as the Attorney General of Alabama from 1997 to 2004, becoming the youngest Attorney General in the country when he first took office. He graduated from Northeast Louisiana University and Tulane University School of Law. David Strass. Strass has been an Associate Justice on the Minnesota Supreme Court since July 2010. He previously was a professor at University of Minnesota Law School. He graduated from the University of Kansas in 1995 and the University of Kansas School of Law in 1999. After graduation, he practiced white-collar criminal and appellate law at a firm in Washington, D.C., and later clerked for Justice Thomas. Diane Sykes. Sykes was nominated as a judge to the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals by President George W. Bush in 2004. She served as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court from 1999 to 2004. Sykes graduated from the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University and briefly worked as a reporter before graduating from Marquette University Law School. Sykes, who has two sons, was formerly married to Milwaukee radio host Charlie Sykes, who has been a vocal hashtag Never Trump advocate. Diane would be an outstanding choice, would make a great choice, Charlie Sykes posted to Twitter on Wednesday, but I simply don't believe Trump. Former wife, mother of my children, outstanding judge, would be a great Supreme Court justice, he later added. Don Willett. Willett, a justice on the Texas Supreme Court, has been dubbed the Tweeter Laureate of Texas and has on several occasions used the medium to post seemingly critical jokes about Trump's candidacy. Willett previously served as Deputy Attorney General in Texas and also Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Legal Policy in the U.S. Department of Justice. He graduated from Baylor University and earned his law degree from Duke University. He and his wife, Tiffany, have three children. This article posted by Katie Riley.